There is a quote attributed to Mark Twain, which says, "I'm all for progress, it's change I don't like." And that quote is resonating with me quite a lot at the moment, as I've been doing quite a bit of work lately that involves dealing with teams of people going through periods of organisational change. This in itself is not surprising. When you do what I do, you're unlikely ever to get a call which says, "John, everything is great and works brilliantly here. Can we hire you to take a look and tell us how good we are?" When I get involved in things, organisational change usually is at front and centre of everything that's going on. A common theme that runs through most of the organisational change initiatives I get involved in, not all of them, but most, is communication. Communication with those affected by the changes being made. Furthermore, how poor communication can kill engagement. When organisational change takes place, it causes an emotional reaction in the people directly and indirectly affected by it. The first question people will ask is, "How does this affect me?" It doesn't matter what other information is in any statement you distribute, announcement you read, or FAQ document you post. People want to know, how does this affect me? The question is born out of the fact that people are primarily interested in two things: who they are and what they do. Furthermore, there is more often than not little or no difference in these two things, and a lot of people perceive themselves as being defined by what they do. So when companies propose organisational change, it's imperative that the reasons why the changes are taking place can be articulated to those affected and articulated in a concise and authentic manner. Moreover, why are we doing this? Why we think it's the best possible option we have? And what will happen if we don't make these changes? Are really, really important questions to have the answer to. More importantly, how it affects you has to be at the heart of any change-related communication. One of the ways that change messages can be delivered is by presenting the narrative as a story that links the changes to the goals and objectives of the organisation. If these goals and objectives are already known to those affected, they can provide an anchor point of credibility to which a specific change program can be tied. The use of a story to explain the need for change is a really powerful medium for everyone. The presentation of the change requirement as a story allows people to visualize the decisions the company has to make in order to execute its strategy. The story should start with the goals of the organization, which hopefully are known to everyone involved. This provides an anchor of credibility, reminding everyone why the company exists. The middle of the story should provide real examples of forces affecting the organisation: market dynamics, competition. This sets a present-day context, allows considered alternatives to be highlighted, and shows why the change is required. The end of the story should describe the actual change that will take place in detail. This is the bit where people get to know what the effect on them is, and that's the most important thing in engagement. The really important things to remember that the story as to why the organisational change is required will only have credibility if it's authentic, can stand interrogation, and is the same story for every audience. Most importantly of all, that it's put together before any change decision is finalised. If gaps in the story are found, the resultant loss of trust will stop a change programme in its tracks and damage the credibility of proposed change initiatives in the future. I've called this blog, this audio boo, "Get Your Story Straight." Now, this might sound a little glib for a topic that has a fundamental effect on the lives of a lot of working people. However, getting your story straight is a driver of success for those implementing the change and a key facet in engagement for those affected by it. This is John, as ever, thanks for listening, and if you'd like to know more detail about this audioboo and the other services we provide, please visit www.johnpc.co.uk.